State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92, brought to you in part by Lee Motor Company of Dawson, Ag Plus Cooperative, Lock Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Erickson Chevrolet, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, United Prairie Bank, Zarbach Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, CCM Health, Montevideo, Appleton Dental Clinic, The Western Guard, Haas Seeds, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Greg Thole Electric, and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Target Center for State Dance Competition. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Ken Fransky and Dee Dee Schomer, they left me. They went to have lunch. And then I got pulled out of line for lunch from head coach Carly Wager and Aaliyah Schomer, coaches of the Shadows. That's all right. You can pull me out of the food line. That's how important you guys are. You pulled me out of the food line.
Thank you for taking the time for us.
Yeah, all right.
We appreciate it.
Congratulations. The Shadows are dancing in the finals in Jazz later this afternoon. And are you excited about that?
We are absolutely so excited for the girls. They came out here and bumped it up a notch from sections last week, and we couldn't ask for more, and they're really confident, and it's so fun to see that from them. So we enjoyed it, and they did too.
Aaliyah Schomer, Aaliyah, you're kind of the coach of the Jazz team, is that correct?
Yes, yes, I kind of head up the Jazz portion of the show. This is my first year coaching these girls.
Oh, it is?
It's been great, yes.
I know I had you up here a couple of years ago or something like that. Last year,
yes,
for
yes,
being alumni
year
with Josie.
Yes.
And you guys were crying because you weren't going to be college roommates anymore. So you're not roommates anymore.
So we're not roommates anymore, but now I'm coaching the Shadows, which is about just as good.
Yeah, you got to be extremely proud of the Jazz team.
Very proud, and very proud of Aaliyah, too, for bringing them this far. It's been an amazing year of growth for everybody involved, and so it's just so fun to, like, look back and see how much they've grown throughout the year, and so we are so proud.
All right. Well, let's give some shout-outs to your Jazz team, Aaliyah. Why don't you tell us who's on the Jazz team that qualified tonight?
Yes, so the Jazz team is Morgan Anderson, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Chloe Kranz, Paisley Martinson, Reese McCoy, Shayla Meyer, Hannah Oy, Makaya Booth, Addie Tufto. And then we have Jenna Coyle, Zoe Cruz, and Reese Ochsendorf as our Jazz managers. So.
Okay. Tell us what the theme is and the music.
So our music is Letter to Ari, which is kind of a remix of Ariana Grande's music. So it's kind of a sassy, fun jazz, and the girls love to get into it, and very entertaining to watch.
Is that why you're wearing pink?
Yes, and it's pink. Everything pink. Pink is fun. Yes.
I have to give a big shout-out to your mom, Aaliyah, Dee Dee. She is all pink tonight. She got the nails pink. She got everything pink.
Yes, everyone kind of goes crazy here at State for our teams, which is so fun to see the support from our friends, family, the community, and everyone that comes to dress up for the girls. It's so fun to watch and see.
Okay, so talk about your routine in the first round here. Charlie, what was your thoughts on the Jazz?
They came out really strong. I think it's also important to note that half of the team has never danced on the state floor. So out of the 10 girls, 5 of them are new on varsity jazz. And so that is a huge thing for them to be able to come out so confident, do what they just did at prelims, and they are so excited for finals. So it's going to even be better.
Boy, that's, you know, first time, when you're first time on jazz floor, you got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like to say, like, I'm more nervous, like, as a coach, because we kind of just let them go out, and you have no control once that music starts. And
yes.
So, but they have just proven to us over and over and over that they've got what it takes, and they are a strong, confident team, and yeah.
What's your thoughts, Aaliyah? Did you nail it?
Yes, the girls came out here and absolutely crushed it. I cannot be more proud as their coach, and they really just came out here and had so much confidence, like Carly was saying, as such a young beginning team, and they just come out here and dance so strong with those newbies along with those varsity, and they just stick with us one, and it's so fun to watch them come together and just perform and dance their hearts out and really see them do what they love.
Well, let's talk about the other teams and some of your competition tonight. The final six dance at 5:30 tonight. Wyoming Silhouettes, they made it out of Section 3A. They'll perform first tonight.
Yes, YME also comes out with a really strong routine, and they've done really well this year as well. And we have competed against them basically all year, and we came out on top at conference from them, and that has been our only win against them, but it's been really close all year, and it's really fun to watch such strong competition come out of the same section as well.
Charlie, Zabrota Mazepa has a boy on their dance floor. He's front and center the whole time.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really neat that they can showcase, you know, their male dancer, and just to have that respect for male dancers is just really awesome to be able to support that. And so, yeah, they've made it to Jazz Finals the last few years, so they're a nice, strong team as well, too. They've really tightened up, you know, to come up in the top four in the state, so it's fun to see that growth.
Yeah, they'll dance after YME this afternoon, then Lockport, the Shadows will dance third. Cannon Falls, talk about them a little bit. They actually danced first tonight, this afternoon earlier.
Yeah, that's a team that we really have not competed against. We only competed against them at Bowls, We haven't really seen them at all this season. And so, they're another very strong competitor. So.
Yeah, and they danced to Sweet Dream,
one
of my favorite songs.
That's a good one. Yes.
That caught my attention. And then St. Paul Cathedral, the Benny State champs.
Yes, and they've been having a strong routine all season as well, too. So, it's going to be a close top six. Yes, very.
And the last team to dance was kind of surprised. Ken Fransky, DD said, whoa, this is a big surprise, Wabasha Kellogg.
Yeah,
did you get a chance to see them or not?
I think it's making it to state in, 18 years?
In a long time, yes. And it's so fun to see that for them. And we are it's so fun just to get that feeling for them, too. Like, you've been there, and we've experienced that. So be able to watch them experience that as well is just such a great experience.
Isn't this a great atmosphere at the center?
Say that every year.
Yes, 100%.
It is. Did you do the Olympic game?
Yes, an Olympic.
Olympics at the motel.
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was so fun. The girls are always coming up with some clever new ideas, and they're very unique this year, to put it that way, and it's just fun to watch them kind of get together and see what ideas come out of which room.
It's kind of like the new girls on the team, the shy girls, really come out of their shells for Radisson Olympics, so we just see a different side of them. They just kind of, you know, let go, so it's really fun to see their personalities.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. All right, so tonight, those are the six teams. And they'll be performing, and it's a lot of fun. And Aaliyah, before I let you go, you're coaching.
Yes.
How different is that coaching than being a shadow performing? Is it more difficult?
I would say it's more difficult. It's 100% a new set of nerves. It's a whole different ball game on the other side of the fence, but. As a dancer, you know your abilities, you know what you're capable of, and you control that, and it's just so fun to just do your thing, and just as fun to do your thing as a coach. Like we said earlier, it's really nerve-wracking because you have no control out of how the girls perform, so you're just hoping that, you know, they're blessed with a good performance because you know they can do it, so you're just hoping that comes out and shines. So.
Okay, great. I don't know if you guys know this, but Scott Swatsky texted me a video of the Lock Pro Valley students in the main gym.
Oh, awesome.
Good.
All of them.
That's really cool.
All of them on the floor. And had them up on a big screen.
That's so fun. And we can feel the support, honestly. Yeah. We can just feel it, and we appreciate it more than I think anyone will ever know. So.
All right, well, best of luck tonight and in the finals again. And get after it and own it, right?
Yes.
What's the theme? Own it.
I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it.
Say it again.
I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it.
There you go. All right, thanks for coming up, and thanks for pulling me out of the food line.
We appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
I see we got some of the girls here from the Jazz team, right?
Yes, correct. Those are our Jazz leadership too.
All right, so we will take a commercial break here, a couple-minute break here, Maynard, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to the leadership team.
Yes.
Not captains, they're called leadership.
Coverage of State Gangster.
Yes.
From the Target Center with Paul Ramo, brought to you in part by Western Crop Protection. T&D Barnwood Rustics, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Ludwig's and Tiling, B. Johnson Electric, Madison Bottling Company, The Strand Agency, Sowearable Designs, Johnson Memorial Health Services Dawson, Prairie Sun Bank, and Northern Plains Tiling in Madison.
Thanks, Maynard. Yeah, back here at the Target Center, I have the leadership team of the Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boys Shadows Jazz Team. Reese McCoy, Addy Topto, and Hannah Oy. Hannah will join us later. I only got two headsets. Did you know Coach Wager just pulled me out of the food line back there to go do the interviews with you girls? But that's okay. Hey, congratulations on making it to finals, Reese.
Thank you.
Well, talk about your emotions out there in your performance of the jazz team.
Going on for jazz, I was just ready to dance. Like, there was no nerves. And then we hit the floor, and we came off knowing that we did our best we could. And so no matter what happened for going into finals, we were just happy with our performance. And so hearing our name called for performing third was a really good feeling, knowing that we had one more time with the dance.
Okay.
So that was exciting.
And you were out there, and you were confident?
Yep.
And you got after it, right?
Yes.
What's it like facing the large crowd here at Target Center, Addy Tufto?
An unexplainable feeling, like you just, everything goes silent and your body just takes over, and it's just so much fun.
You're in a zone, right?
Yep.
All right, take our listeners through the whole day. Your whole day this morning, since you got up, you did the Olympics last night?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear about what that is. Tell us, this is what the Radisson Olympics is.
Yes.
Take us through your agenda this morning, what time you got up and all that.
So the Radisson Olympics started a while ago. It was a tradition where, because they used to stay at the Radisson Blue, and it was just a little thing where you and your roommates for the weekend kind of did a little skit based on whatever you want. And so that just continued every single year until now. And even though we're not staying at the Radisson anymore, it's still called the Radisson Olympics. So that's pretty fun. But so our day started, my room woke up at 5:30, but around 6-ish, most of the rooms started waking up. And we had to have our hair done before we came to the Target Center so we could have our mark time. So we left the hotel at around 7, and we got here, and we had a little time to chill before we had to go down to the floor to shoot for our mark time around 8. Yeah, around 8-ish.
Tell our listeners what mark time is.
Mark time is when you have 5 minutes per, like, team to go and use the floor, and you run your dance, and you can do whatever you want with that 5 minutes to get a feel for the new floor and the whole arena.
Okay. So, Addy, it's like a practice on the Target Center floor, okay?
You go through your formations, you run the dance, you can go over things that maybe didn't go the way you wanted them to the first time. It's just like a trial.
And that went well?
Yeah. Yep.
So you're in the tunnel, you're about to come out and perform in jazz. What's going through your mind, Addy?
Personally, I'm just thinking, like, okay, everyone's here cheering me on. Everyone's believing in me and believing in my team, and we're going to work together and we're going to do this.
How about you, Reese?
Yeah, same as Addy. It's just knowing that we're all here for a reason, and we just got to show the crowd why we dance, kind of. So I just think about everything pretty much under the sun. Everything goes through my head.
It's a great routine. I love the song. It's a lot of fun, and you guys do it beautifully. What's the key to jazz? Timing everything? What?
Yeah, togetherness of the turns. Like, we want everyone's legs, like, to be going the same way at the same time, so it looks so in sync. And mostly for jazz, like, style plays a big part into it. Like, how well you can sell your routine, like, the facials and everything. Like, that's what jazz is pretty much all about.
Okay, good. Well, I'm excited for you. You get to do it one more time.
Yep.
And you're a senior, right, Reese?
Yep, I am.
One more time.
Yeah, one last time for jazz, and then we got tomorrow.
Is it emotional?
Yeah, it hasn't really hit me yet. I'm sure after we dance, it will hit me when we're out with the team in a little circle, but
I think it hit your mom.
Oh, yeah. My mom's a little bit of a mess this weekend. But, yeah.
What grade are you, Addy?
I'm a junior.
It's just you and another senior, right?
Yep. Me and Emerson Olson are the dancers, and me and Jenna, the senior manager. But there's the three of us.
Addy, I'm going to ask you to hand your headset to Hannah Hoy here. Just say, hey, what's it? Yep. Going to give it to Hannah Hoy. We're going to talk to Hannah. Hannah's patiently waiting. to be on the radio here. She's just thrilled to be on the radio, right, Anna?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on making finals.
Hi, thank you.
What's going through your mind? What's your thought?
I'm just super excited to go out there and be able to perform again and just go out there and do our best and have fun.
Do you like performing with this team?
Oh, yeah. I love this team so much. Oh, my heart.
Now, you changed it. Coach Charlie Wager told me that you're a not captains. They don't want to say captains. You're a leadership team. Talk about that. What is that leadership team?
It just kind of includes everyone. Like, it's a bigger, like, there's more captains, basically. But
what kind of decisions do you make?
Kind of the same things that, like, a captain would, but it's just there's more people to get input and just really guide the team more.
Okay, good. Is it working well for you, being a leadership team?
Yeah, I would say so.
You got a lot of support here today, Hannah? Your family and friends?
Oh, yeah. Now the whole...
Is that your mom down there taking pictures?
Yeah, she was down there.
She got a media pass, too, I think.
Yeah.
She loves doing that, doesn't
she? Yes, she does. She's good at taking pictures. We love her for that.
Talk about the send-off yesterday at Loch Farrell. I saw this huge sign, like, on a crane or something. Talk about that. What is that? Who did that? What is that?
I think that was the Cran family. Yeah, yeah. Todd and Talon and Logan and all them. They got up early and put it up in the morning.
That was absolutely huge, wasn't it? What do you think when you saw that?
It's really fun to know that they are going to willing to take the time to get up early and create us a sign to show their support for us. Because they did it last year, too, and then they came and they changed the colors of the little things hanging on the bottom.
Well, best of luck tonight or later this afternoon. Around 5:30, you'll take the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And... Rocket. What's that? Rocket 24. What's the thing?
Rocking the floor in 24.
Rocking the floor in 24.
Yep.
Who thought of that?
I don't really know. I think it was we found it out, or like we decided it during one of our leadership meetings, actually.
Okay.
So I think it was kind of everyone coming together and thinking of it.
Okay. Good. Well, best of luck at 5:30, and we're cheering for you.
Thank you.
All right, just hang tight here. And that'll wrap up one of our interview segments here at Target Center here in Minneapolis. Double A and 3A are performing now, and the Shadows will take the floor along with five other teams making the finals around 5:30. Tonight we'll be on the air about 5 o'clock. TV Schomer, Ken Francie, and myself around 5 o'clock this afternoon. With that, we'll turn it back to you at the...
State dance coverage from the Target Center with Paul Ramo on Q92. Brought to you in part by the Dawson Dairy Queen, Greater Community Credit Union, Warren Trigestead, Jenny O Turkey Store, Cargill and Madison, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Appleton Area Health, Anderson Grain Solutions, Heather Nursery and Floral, Ag Processing, and Livestock Systems of Dawson. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Flowers from the Heart in Montevideo, Mark Boris Crop Insurance, Madison Dental Clinic, Pierce and Dawson, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Klein Insurance Agency, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Haugen and Tufte Auto and Sales, Madison.
It's 2:30 at KLQP, Madison Dawson, 92.1 FM.